welcome everyone as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Pilchas, the first of the Shloshah, the Anisa of the 3 weeks. I'm speaking to you now from Ramat Shlomo, one of the neighbors of Yerushalayim. For many years I've been coming to Yerushalayim, and I've been attending the Shiurim of Rabbi Yosha, Tisha Rav Yerushalayim, Yivad Lachaim, Rav Brook, Olav Shalom. If you guys are looking for a new Shiur to come to tonight, Thursday night, Rav Moshe Shapiro gives an absolutely beautiful and well-attended Shiur here in Ramat Shlomo, in the Knesset Mishnah Naisha. I recommend it to one and all. Tonight, with something I just heard moments ago, it begins at 8 o'clock, which is just an hour and 15 minutes ago. Let me start with a thought that each year moved to a heart on the parasha, and then it's our halacha. We know that in Tisha B'Av five things occurred. Of course, the Messiah at the time of the Meraglim, the Churban of the first, and then the second base of Mikdash, and then of the city of Beitar. And the fifth thing was Huskah Ha'ir, that the Edomim, kings of Edom, fought over the city of Yerushalayim. Much is spoken about the first four things, about the Churbanai, certainly about the Meraglim, even about Churban Beika. The significance of Huskah Ha'ir is an idea which was part of Rav Shapiro's drasha, and I'd like to share this thought with you now. He says that when Avraham came to Har Meriah, he called it Har, a mountain. Yitzchak called it Sada. When Yaakov came, Yaakov Avinu called it Bayis, the most significant of all the possible titles, because Bayis is a place where people come together. When Yaakov was there, there was no Bayis, there was one rock. A rock that had been a combination of 12 rocks that came together. And Yaakov said, Heinzek, Yim, Beis Hashem. He gave it a name, Bayis. He designated it as a place where ultimately people would come together as a Bayis. Bayis is a gathering place. Even after the Churban, there was a mountain which was a Bayis, Shenech Rav, a Beis HaMikdash that had been destroyed. It was still, in the eyes of all, a place of gathering, although now it had become desolate. When Edrin came and plowed over the mountain, Huskah Ha'ir, their plowing undid the designation of Bayis. It undid that designation. Now when someone looked at it, he looked at it as a sada, a field. It looked like a field, plowed over. A plowed over field is not a place of gathering. It's a place of peace. So people don't gather. And that's what we say about Edom. What does that mean? It means that when Edom came, they came, destroyed it until its very foundation. Until the foundation of the Bayis was gone. What was the foundation? That one stone that was placed there by Yaakov, even that would no longer remain. And that is the tragedy of Huskah Ha'ir, the final step in many steps of destruction. And that took away the place of the Machdus of Kol HaYisrael. Today, no Jew is allowed to go to the Har HaBayis. It's a place that's desolate. Yibaneh b'Meher of Yameinu. In the parasha, in the beginning of the parasha, of course, we have the reward of Pinchas. Look at the parasha carefully. How do you get the reward of Pinchas? It says, V'yedabra Hashem al Moshe Elohim, a God spoke and said, Tzorah et ha-midyanim yikisem oisam, ki tzorah et ha-midyanim lachem v'nechleihem. It's a two-passing message, and that is to attack the Midyanim because of what they've done to you, period. And then the Persia goes on to other titles. It's very strange that these two psukim are here. The story of attacking Midian takes place in next week's parasha, Parshas Matos, as you will see. The Eretz mentioned at when? Why here this two pasuk reference to Tzoraris and Midianim? I saw in the Sefer Leket Tzichos Luther, which is from Rabbi Isaac Sher. He says a very psychistic explanation. The piece in which this is discussed on this week's parasha is entitled Oyaveh Hashem Sin Ra. Those who love God should hate evil. It's not the Nida of the Yid to have Sinah, for Father is even to our enemies. It's our midah to be sympathetic. Here in Eretz Yisrael, there are many streets named Rehov HaLamed Vav. Street named Rehov HaLamed Vav, the street of the 36. Who are the 36? There was an incident during the War of Independence in 1948, where there was a reconnaissance group of 36 Jewish soldiers who were traveling secretly at night, and a couple of Arab shepherds came upon them. Of course, they overpowered the shepherds, and they had to continue on their way. They should have killed the shepherds. The Arab shepherds certainly would betray them. But Yidden HaRachmanim. And instead, they tied up the shepherds and continued on their way. The shepherds ultimately freed themselves, went, they had no Rachmanis, they went, got together Arabs, followed these 36 and killed all of them. The Midah of Klal Yisrael, when we come to our enemies, has to be a Midah of Ayhave Hashem Sunu Ra, a sinner for our enemies, something we will choose to understand. But if a person has an Ahava for Klal Yisrael, and a person has a sinner for anybody who stands up and speaks up against Klal Yisrael, so that is the Midah that is referred to here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks about the reward to Pinchas. At the same time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks about the reward to Pinchas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu immediately talks as well about the fact that Midyan has to be punished. There has to be a punishment of destruction visited upon Midyan for what they had done. And that is a lesson. Sararas HaMidyanim. Don't forget what happened to you. Don't just move on. There has to be a hatred, a sinner for those who are righteous Klal Yisrael. You find a similar idea. When Klal Yisrael crossed the Yarden to enter Eretz Yisrael, in the middle of the Yarden, the Gemara says that Yeshua stopped and made them swear, made them make a Shavua. The Shavua that they would destroy the Canaanim. Why? Again, the explanation is given. Because Klal Yisrael would be Rachmanim. They were. It took a very long time to get the Canaanim out of Eretz Yisrael. It didn't really happen. Klal Yisrael are Rachmanim. But teach us, somebody was Merachim ala Azarim, Seifel is Azar ala Rav. That somebody who uses Rachmanis words improper will end up using Azarim's cruelty words improper. And that's the lesson here of Tzoros HaMidyanim. It's going to happen later. Told about it. But know it. Know it for now. So, two appropriate ideas for the 3 weeks. An understanding of Nechushah HaYir and the Ayaveh Hashem Sinura. I'd like to switch to a totally different topic. This is meant especially for those of you who learned in the yeshiva years, and I hope that this brings back a memory, an important idea. In the Sefer of the High Rev Noah from Razulbestein, in the second volume, he brings here on Parshas Pinchas a Shaila. As always, the exact connection to the Parsha is rather weak. However, the Parsha does talk about a lottery that is land by Gairo, and therefore he brings the following lottery Shaila. And an important idea. The shaila is the following. Somebody had purchased a lottery ticket. After purchasing it, he was talking to his friend. And his friend pointed out, the Gemara says that the mazel of the many is often better than the mazel of the one. He said, you know what? This is my lottery ticket. So his friend gave him 50 cents and purchased into this lottery ticket, half of it. Subsequently, of course, the story would be no story unless the lottery ticket won. And the lottery ticket did win, and there were winnings. Of course, the friend was very happy to have made his 50 cent investment. The king asked him for half of the winnings. The friend told him, 1 minute. Didn't we learn in the Gemara that Mitalkalim are not nicknamed the Kesef? Kinyan Kesef, the kinyan of giving money and getting ownership in something, is, in our Torah, something which applies to metatlon, applies to items. Items could be purchased with Kesef. But the Rabbanim came along, and they were Mazato Kinyan Kesef. They said that Kesef is not Kaina Metalkalim. Why? For the following reason. You know what? I'll get to the reason in a minute. First, let me finish the story. So he says to him, the honor of Bible King in Kesef. They said that you cannot take ownership of something like just giving money. You have to pick it up. You have to do something to acquire it. And therefore, he said, you are never claiming the lottery ticket. Here is your 50 cents back, and the winnings are mine. This is the Shaila. Is he right? Sounds like he's right. Or not. The Tshuva brings us to Yisaitis to the Machlekes between the Ramah and the Shach. When we look at the Metzia, I believe we call it the Machlekes Rashi and the Balantaisis. The Machlekes is the following. Why is it that Chazal said that you can't be kind and you can't take ownership of the Metalpolim with money? The reason was for the following concern. Let's say I come to you and I give you money for a truckload of wool. The wool now becomes mine. Now, you still have possession of that wool. If another would come, or if there would be a fire threatening the wool, you would have no incentive to save it to me. When it will be destroyed, you're not going to save it. And therefore, it's bad public policy to allow Kinyan Kesef. If I'm going to own things with Kesef, and the person in possession has no incentive to protect it, it will bring an unfortunate circumstances on many sites. And therefore, Chazal said, no, you don't own that wool until you take physical possession of it, until you do a different kinyan. Now, the Shita of the Ramah is that the only time we say Kesef is not kaina, that you can't take ownership of something with Kesef, is where the logic of that rule applies. That is, where there is a concern of Nisifu Kitecha Ba'aliyah. However, let us say I could think of a case where that does not apply. Then, the Din Torah, that Kesef is kaina, would still apply. Now, of course, if I buy into your metalpolim as a partner, as a shutis, you have a truck on a wall, and I say I'll be 50% owner, in that type of a, there is no concern of Mr. Fuhitech about you. Because you would save the wall from a fire, because, of course, you are a 50% owner. And the Ramah Shita is that in that case, Kesef is still kaiva. The Shach disagrees. The Shach holds that Chazal categorically abolished the Kinyan Kesef. A Kesef is not kind of a Talpulim ever. And it doesn't matter what logical reason might apply. So this is a Yisaitis Tikkun Machlokes between the Ramah and the Shach, which is a Nachmina in this particular case. Here, according to the Ramah, Kesef is kind of, and according to the Shach, it is not. One more point. What happens if I want to do a business deal with you? I say explicitly, even though the Rabbanan abolished Kinyan Kesef, I want to do a Kinyan with Kesef. I say I want to do it. Does that work? No, the same exact machlokes. The Ramah holds that if I say I want it, despite Chazal's abolishing it, I can. The Ramah goes, he doesn't hold that Kinyan Kesef is totally abolished. The Shach again disagrees. The Shach says, no, it was categorically abolished. The two machlokes in between the Ramah and the Shach are reasons that, according to the Ramah, the fellow would still part of the lottery ticket. According to the Shach, he would not. The question in this case is somewhat unclear. However, I mentioned it because it's another good lottery ticket story. A story which gives us a idea, a connection to a very important basic idea in Shas. You will notice in Rashi throughout Shas, Rashi often says that Kesef really is kind of a Talpulim. It's just that the person has a right to say, I don't want it to be kind of because of Mr. Fukitecha. The Ramah seems to be what we always call this Rashi, something you should hopefully notice as you learn the necessity of this applies. And so with these three thoughts, with you for this evening here and this afternoon there. I hope and wish that you all come to join me here in Eretz Yisrael. I'll contact you, Sharon. If you are here for next Thursday night, it will be at 9:15 Israeli time, that we have this whole conversation. In the meantime, let us try to have a feel of the head, the thought of Omar Ibn Shahavnu, and maybe a better insight into the Oru that we took, that Hedayim, Lo'imrim Oru Oru, how they destroyed the foundation of the Beis HaMikdash. That's where Hedayim.